Hello, and welcome to Konoha Crush, a clandestine effort to exhaustively research and document events occurring in and around the village hidden in the leaves. I'm Helix.
And I'm Lily. Hey, hi.
Hi. Oh my god, here we are. Hello. How have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been good. What am I up to? I replayed We Know the Devil, and I'm working through Heaven Will Be Mine. Those are really good still.
That's good to hear. Is there anything else you want to say about that, or is it just kind of...
Well, I haven't really finished Heaven Will Be Mine, so it's like hard to say things conclusive, right? But like,
okay.
If you've played We Know the Devil, I think, and you want to like, you know, check it out, I would say like spend a night like replaying We Know the Devil like right before you jump into it. There's like a lot of good you can get from doing that, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I have been... Oh, God, what have I been doing? I don't know. I feel like I'm in between being caught up in, like, the frenzy of a bunch of things, right? Like, you know, I mean, I think last time we recorded, it was, like, in the middle of being, like, amped up about, like, the new, like, Honkai Star Rail patch or whatever, and right now it's like, well, there's going to be some, like, new updates to other gacha games I play soon, and, like, there's, like, other games I'm kind of poking at, I'm, like, kind of thinking about digging my teeth into, but it's, like, it's very much, you know, I feel like there's not a thing that I'm, like, oh, this is what I'm doing right now, this is what I, like, talk about if somebody's, like, hey, what are you doing right now, you know? So, like, I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at.
Oh my god, you know what else I've been doing a lot lately?
What have you been doing lately?
Playing Yomi Hustle.
Oh, shit.
Yomi Hustle is so cool.
I've been doing, like a reasonable amount of watching you play Yomi Hustle.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, if you don't know what Yomi Hustle is, it's, like, a really cool, like, turn-based fighting game where you're, like, little stick figures. And, like, you like, choose a move, and then you, like, carry through for, like, as long as, like, you know... that move lasts, and there's like a little like ghost preview of like what's going to happen next, and like, you know, you get all like the good information about like, you know, frame advantage and all that stuff. And so like it's like fighting game, but like you could really focus down and like make decisions like, you know, with like perfect timing and like perfect execution, and it's like a lot of fun.
I would say that, like, for me, beyond that, it's basically just been, like, the standard, like, yeah, I watch a bunch of anime with you, right? Like, you know?
Yeah.
I've been having a really good time with Shangri-La Frontier lately. I don't remember if we talked about that in this podcast or not, but that show's been, like, really firing on all cylinders lately.
Yeah! God, Shangri-La Frontier's been fucking great.
Yeah, I feel like it's really, like, hit its stride of, like, yeah, here's the characters, and they're actually, like, hanging out. Like, I think we talked about earlier on the show, like, a while back, being like, yeah, it's, like, kind of fun, but we're just kind of, like, waiting for them to, like, put characters in it and make them interact.
Right.
Because it just starts off in the whole, like, yeah, here's, I mean, I don't even know if we had this conversation on the podcast. This is just a conversation we've had a lot of times, mm-hmm. right? But, like, you know, like, waiting for it to, like, get out of that mode of, like, okay, here's the, like, guy, and he's, like, playing the game weird, getting strong. It's like, okay, but, like, when's he going to meet his other friends who play the game weird? And, like, it did that, and it's like, yeah, okay, this is good. Here's the weird girls. They play the game fucked up together with this weird guy.
Yeah.
Well, where do you want? I just think it's, like, a really, like, it's just, like, a really, like, beautifully straightforward, like, I made up, like, a super cool video game that could never exist, and, like, I've made up, like, some weird shit that can happen in it, right? Like, it's just, like, it's like, nothing but that mode of storytelling, but it's, like, really, really, like... fun in that, like, when it hits its stride. There's like a really cool Hironori Tonika episode of that recently.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool to see. Big fan of Hironori Tonika, honestly. I don't know.
We watched Girl Slop in Spanish today.
We watched Girl Slop in Spanish today. Yeah, does this Have we talked about Girl Slop? I feel like we've like mentioned the name Girl Slop occasionally because it's the one that like comes out on the day we record the podcast, but I don't think we've said anything substantial about it. Maybe that's just because there's not anything substantial to say about it.
Right. It's God, what's the actual title of it even? It's like, it might be level 99, but I'm not the villainess.
Right. Something like that.
Something to that end, and it's like, yeah. Or like, I'm not the Demon King or whatever. It's the like, It's the like Fantasy Otome game isekai where you're like, oh no, I'm like the mean girl character, but like she was just like got bored and started doing gamer shit, so she's like already max level by the time she gets to school.
Yeah, it's just the most like frictionless, like straightforward, like nothing fucking going on. Like here's the like isekai power fantasy show, but it's just so like light, and like here's, it's got a girl in it that's just like, yeah, I'll watch this every week, and like, you know,
and today there was like a problem with like the upload or whatever, right? So like the English subs like weren't available for like the first like little bit of the show is out, right? And like, you know, I know vaguely what Japanese words mean, and I can like kind of keep up with like the vibes of a conversation, and I also have the same thing with Spanish.
So you just kind of combined your knowledge to be like, yeah, here's what's approximately going on in each scene. And it turns out that's kind of a show you can get by with, like, approximately what's going on in each scene.
Right. I remember when I first brought it up and you were being, like, so dismissal. You did not believe me. And I was like, what could they possibly talk about?
It's not a show that has a lot subtle going on in its dialogue, even in the episodes where you can actually read it. So it's just kind of like, yeah, if you're picking up on a few words and you're seeing the like faces they're making and the actions that are happening, it's like there's not a lot that's secret to you.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Anything else?
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking about the Plural Baby Show, which we've talked about a few times.
Oh right.
But
oh my god.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I think about the conversation we had like last time we were watching that about like, because like the thing that's like, I think that really makes it stand out to me is like it's in that vein of like, yeah, here's the isekai show about like you know, you've like it seemed like your skill was bullshit, so everybody like treated you bad and like cast you out or whatever, right? And like oftentimes, right? Like oftentimes that's like the setup for like, here's the revenge story about proving how fucking cool you actually are or whatever, right? Or like, you know. And it's just like, what if instead of like being like a, you have to prove them all wrong, the thing that happened from there was like, you just kind of wandered around and everybody was like really understanding about the fact that like fucked you up. It was like very like sweet and patient with you about it. And, that's the fantasy of the show is just like, what if you could like wander around peacefully through, like not like peacefully, but like, you know.
Right, like there's
monsters attacking you, but like, you know, what if you could like wander around through a fantasy world, like you weren't ever really in any like serious peril, and like there was just a lot of people who would really like, you know, be willing to just be really like gentle and compassionate about the fact that you're traumatized or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. I am routinely like smiling big and wide every time that show's on. It's so good. It's like, yeah, it's really sweet. It's really gentle with the main character. And it's just like,
yeah. I'm curious if we'll get like another episode that looks good, because like I forget if I talk about this, but like the first episode is directed by like industry legend Shigeyasu Yamauchi, and the like ending sequence of that show is also like really pretty, but like the average level of the show is just like very like kind of like, you know, flat and functional looking, and I'm curious if we're gonna get like another like burst somewhere in there, if it's just gonna be that kind of like standard like regular thing. God, I always feel kind of bad, like, because I worry that we've just been having the same conversations every fucking week when we do the segment, but that's fine. Eventually it'll be a different season of anime and we can have different conversations every week.
Right.
I don't know, is there anything else you want to talk about, you want to touch on before we move on?
Nope.
Okay. Let's talk about Naruto.
Yeah. All right. Episode 191, Forecast Death, Cloudy with Chance of Sun. Haruna and Naruto come face to face with the third Jonin, Renga, who shoots warbles at them and fills Naruto in on the hostages and how he feels about his dead siblings. So Naruto rushes him and gets blocked with an ice shield. Renga makes invisible ice out of air water, and a big lens to explode Naruto with sunlight, and a weird eye reflection centipede? Trying to explode Naruto is hard work, though, so Renga takes a sec to talk things out again.
Yeah, so the big discussion we had last week about this arc was about the way that, like, it's very, like, functional, like, baseline competent in a way that leads to us like putting all of this like weight, or like led to me putting all this weight on like, oh, this show is doing things in like a normal way that works or whatever. We just kind of had to keep talking ourselves down to be like, wait, no, okay, this is just like a normal thing. I've just been like warped by the fact that like this is what Naruto has been like for so long, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of talked about like, oh yeah, like, you know, this arc is like probably on track for like maybe a C. I think this episode really like, it really lowered my like opinion of it on the whole. It really like did not bring it home for me.
Yeah, it was, this one was rough. This one was, how do we say in the industry, not very good.
Yeah.
This one was, like, I get the idea, right? Like, I talked about this a little bit earlier, you know, in private, off recording, how, like, you can kind of see what the person that wrote this thought would be cool about the fight, and just, like, somewhere along in production, the, like, you know, reality of the situation made it so that, like, the plot was kind of lost there, and it just kind of doesn't come together, right?
Right. I mean, it's like a combination of, like, yeah, the way the fight itself plays out is kind of uninspiring, and also, like, the way that the arc needs to, like, rush to tie up all of its, like, emotional stuff is very unsatisfying in a way we kind of, like, talked about the possibility of last time. It was all of that and more, I would say.
Yep.
So, yeah. This guy shows up, Renga is his name. Yep. I don't think they say it like a single time in this episode. We had to like look it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they would say this guy's name like maybe once in the whole arc. Renga shows up. It's like this weird moment of like, I talked a bit about how like there's the sense in these episodes of like how a lot of the time it feels like this is like written much more cognizantly towards the eye of like, oh yeah, each of these episodes could be like somebody's like first episode watching this arc or whatever, so you get a lot of like, here's, like, beats happening again, like, a slightly different way at the beginning of an episode, which I always feel sort of just kind of happens with the guy showing up here, right? Like, you know, last episode, you know, we have, like, Naruto and Haru, like, confronting this guy at the end of the episode or whatever, and this episode happens again, like, a completely different location.
That's
and,
fine.
And, you know, just have a more extended conversation, like, establishing things that were, like, said at the end of that one. You know, we get Renga spilling out his ideals of like, it's so fucking cool that you guys killed my brothers. I hated them. I wanted them dead eventually. You know, they weren't useful to me. I don't see value in anybody. I love killing people and not relying on anybody. And this has gotten me very far in life, and I'm going to keep doing this forever. And like, watching him like spell all this out, it's like, oh, okay, the conclusion to Haru's thing is going to be that she's going to, like, see this guy as, like, a reflection of her or whatever, and be like, oh, I need to, like, stop being, like, a evil shithead or whatever, but, like,
not even.
Right. It's not, like, comparable, right? Like, she's, like, you know, yeah, she's, like, maybe a little bit, like, she's, like, definitely, like, too, like, utilitarian when she, like, views the, like, lives of, like, her country people or whatever, right? Like, she's definitely, like, you know, her, like, readiness to, like, sacrifice people for, like, this sense of like this the nebulous sense of like the greater good or whatever is like, yeah, that's a problem, but it's like an entirely different thing than like, I love killing my allies because sometimes they expect things of me.
Yeah. You know what I fucking hate? Friends and loved ones.
Yeah. I love having people who do my bidding, but I love when I have to pay, but I hate when I have to pay them, so I always kill them at that part.
Especially when we're blood related.
Especially when we're blood related. I kill the blood related ones first. All of the fucking like random goons that I have that just fucking disappeared between the end of the last episode and the beginning of this one. Like,
don't even worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's just, like, so, like, over the top, just, like, so the most, like, here's the fucking, like, evil guy who believes in evil thing that it's just, like, impossible to, like, buy into, and it just, like, it just makes him feel, like, kind of like an idiot or whatever, when he's, like, talking about, like, yeah, once I'm done here, I'm gonna, like, turn my fucking magnifying glass jutsu to all the countries around me. I'm gonna fry them like ants, and I'm gonna do war forever with just me after I've killed all of my underlings and allies. And it's like, are you sure about that?
Yeah, it's like, okay, like, it's cool if that's your plan, but, like, why, first of all?
Right, right. It's just, like, I don't know, it's too much, and it's, like, the fact that it's trying to, like, build this, like, parallel to, like, a character who, like, you know, feels like things that are, like, ostensibly more, like, understandable and relatable is just, like, I don't know, it's not working for me, right? Like, it's, because he's just, it's just a completely different thing.
Yeah, he's just kind of a sicko. Like, Haruna was traumatized.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, like, Renga's, like, bullshit, like, suck-ass ideology that doesn't mean anything is only, like, one half of the guy. So let's talk about the other thing that he's got going on, which is, you know, we learn about his jutsus that he's got. We learn about, you know, the through line.
The through line of, like, different, like, elemental control, right?
Hmm?
Between the brothers.
Oh yeah, I was thinking like the throw in between, like, because like in the previous episode we talked about, like, his various abilities that didn't, like, immediately seem, like, connected to anything, mm-hmm. and, like, they still, like, it still feels kind of nebulous because he's just like, yeah, I can make him control ice or whatever, which, like, you know, setting aside the fucking, like, insufferable lord or complaint of, like, oh, actually that's, like, a Kekkei Genkai of, like, a family that's been, like, wiped out or whatever, so you can't, he couldn't, but, like, setting that aside, who gives a shit about that?
Right, but also he's, like, a special guy from across the sea, right? Like, you know.
Yeah, that's true. it's just, like, it feels very, the construction of his powers definitely feel, like, a little bit, like, okay, we've said he's got, like, ice things, and they just kind of, like, do whatever, right? Like, you know.
Right, because he's got kind of, like, an ice thing, but, like, specifically, like, he's got, like, an invisible ice thing.
And he does, like, weird, like, warbly, like, invisible blasts that, like, bend and, like, curve through the air or whatever, and he, like, can make, like, a ice snake that he can see out of.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I don't know. It doesn't really, like, cohere to, like, a super, like, strong thing, but ultimately most of the fight is just about, like, okay, he's got, like, an ice barrier, and he's got his, like, fucking ice magnifying glass that he's trying to, like, fry people with.
Right. Well, because, like, I can see the through line of, like, him being about, like, reflecting and refracting, like, light, right? Like, with the centipede and the lens, yeah. Right? Like, I get the, like, the implication with the centipede, because, like, it shows, like, a reflection of his eye, right? Mm-hmm. Is that he's, like, you know, looking through, like, lenses and mirrors to just be able to see everywhere with his little, like, scout centipedes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, okay, like I've understood the powers, like, I've understood what they're supposed to be, like, I get the thing that is, like, linking them all together. I don't think the show uses it very good.
Right. I mean, like, yeah. Because in practice, it just kind of feels like, okay, here's his attack that he can keep doing and nobody does anything about until it's time to stop him, right? Like, there's not really, like, a progression through the fight of somebody being like, oh, I've, like, learned something about how to deal with him or whatever. It's just kind of like, you know, we'll get him when we get him, which we'll get to in the second half of the episode when they actually defeat him or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's also, like, this is maybe the most, like, me watching the show just being like, why can't Naruto do the Rasengan? Like both in the sense of, like, when this guy's like, yeah, I have my ice barrier that Naruto can't, like, punch through or throw a knife through, it's like, okay, but he's got other things he can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, one of Naruto's first fights in the show involves him climactically breaking through a bunch of ice stuff that somebody made. That's not even accounting for the Rasengan or whatever, right? So it's just like, I don't know, it's just like one of those things that just sticks in my mind like that, right?
Yeah,
and it's also just like on like a broader level, it's like, what is going on with this part of the show? Because, like, Naruto doesn't do the Rasengan, like, basically ever.
I know,
unless, like, it's a joke, unless it's for, like, making, like, noodles or, like, powering a fucking rowboat, right? Like,
right.
What's going on there? I don't know. I'll probably never know. But anyway, like, yeah, this half of the episode is basically just, like, yeah, Naruto keeps getting blasted out. He's, like, trying to protect Haruno. Haruno is like, why are you doing this? Oh my god, I was, like, mean to you or whatever. What are you, like, how are you so dedicated? Why do you care about people or whatever, right? I don't know. It's just, like, that you can see, like, you can see, like, this character's arc just kind of being condensed into the form of, like, okay, well, she's gonna be, like, inspired by Naruto out of it, right? And it's like, I don't know, it's frustrating that we didn't, like, really try to do anything else. It's frustrating that, like, there's no real, like, investigation of her circumstances beyond, like, Naruto, like, inspires her, but there's also, like, an extra, like, frustrating angle of the Naruto inspires her part that's, like, let's get into that in the second half of the episode if you don't have anything more to say about this part.
Yeah, okay. Haruna is shocked to hear her father cared about the people of his land before he was killed. And Naruto learns about how Haruna was used as a political hostage her whole life. Naruto gets blasted and reaffirms his positive stance on monarchy before using his headband to reflect a beam through Renga's shoulder, ending the fight. Also, Becca from the Leaf in the form of Shizune and Shikamaru arrived and freed the hostages. Everything's good, and Haruna can be king now. Bye! Credits!
Okay, so... yeah, as we get, like, more of the, like, conversation of, like, Haruna, like, realizing things about her dad, realizing that, like, Naruto's, like, a good guy or whatever, right? I mean, like, it's, like, frustrating on a few levels. Like, the first is, like, it just feels like there's a lot of, like, establishing things that I thought everybody knew already. Was this a sense you got...
Yeah, right, like...
Well, like, there's so much, like, oh, my dad was actually nice, but, like, so much of the, like, Haruna being, like, shocked about that, but, like, so much of the premise of, like, the arc is, like, oh, this place used to have, like, a super nice king, that was Haruna's dad, and, like, you know, and, like, we get, like, a whole flashback of, like, Haruna's dad, like, explaining the, like, situation of, like, here's what led me to, like, make my daughter be a political hostage, but it's all, like, so, like, extremely, extremely vague that it doesn't really, like, elucidate or, like, change the, like, way that anybody would feel about it, right? It's just kind of, like, it's just kind of this, like, succession of, like, restating the facts of the arc, but in a way that's, like, supposed to be the catalyst for, like, character growth, and I don't really know
yeah, what right, the, like... yeah, right, like, Haruna, like, opens up the arc, like, I'm mad at my father because he's, like, sent me off to a foreign land to, like, maintain, like, a like an artifice of peace in the land, right? And then Rengar's just like, yeah, and then I killed your dad, and he was all like, oh, protect my people. I only sent my daughter off to the foreign land to create an artifice of peace for them. Please, you have to...
Right, it's just, like... I don't know what's supposed to have happened here, except for, and here's the thing that drives me fucking crazy, like, tell me if this is a vibe you got, right? The only thing that is, like, difference that has happened here, the only thing that has changed, the only, like, piece of, like, the puzzle that has been placed in front of me that was not, like, established before, is that Renga draws a line between, like, Naruto and Haruna's dad, and then she looks at him like, oh shit, he's like my dad now, this boy who is younger than me is my new father and moral authority, I need to reconsider everything. Right, like, is that the vibe you got? Because that's the vibe I got.
That's not the vibe I got, but, like, I'm not going to refute it, because, like, because not getting that vibe meant, like, I didn't parse anything out. Like, it just didn't make sense, that part, right? Like,
because, like, at the end of the arc, she's like, Naruto, my dad, please don't leave so you can teach me how to run the country good. And he's like, I have to go, actually.
I have to go be a boy at the Leaf. I can't be your dad, miss.
Right.
You don't have to go be a boy, Naruto. You can be anything you want. No, yeah, that's weird. That's fucked.
Mm-hmm. So I did love that. They really just kind of tagged the whole thing. But anyway, we have the rest of the fight, right? You know, Renga does his fucking, like, magnifying glass blasts repeatedly until Naruto like jumps up and like reflects the light off his headband and it like lasers him. And there's not, again, like there's not like a sense of like something changed or like some like understanding characters have gained. It's just like, okay, here's the like move that beats him, right, and Naruto's going to do it now. Yep. And it's frustrating. And there's this extra angle that like really fucking threw me for a loop, where like in the lead up to Naruto doing his like jump in and like blast him with fucking headband laser, there's like these repeated shots of like, oh, we get like this overhead shot of like the clouds passing over Rengo. We get like a shot of like the lens that he's using to fry them with like clouds like passing over. We like keep getting like all of these shots of like, here's all the like fires he started in the background, like smoke is like billowing up out of the forest. And I'm just like, oh, of course, the thing they're setting up here is like this, they're using like, you know, visual cues to signify that like, okay, like the light that he's relying on is going to get clouded out by like the sort of like reckless destruction that he's caused or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't do that. But there's so many shots that feel like they're like gesturing towards that like really directly that I just made me feel like I missed a step when Naruto did his like, you know, winning the fight move.
Yeah. Right, and like, I don't hate the winning the fight move even.
Yeah.
Right, like I talked about this like earlier in private, right? Like it's an interesting encounter if you take for granted the things that it's trying to establish. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you take for granted the fact that, like, okay, he has, like, a protective barrier that Naruto cannot see and cannot get through, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is, like, an assumption in the conflict. Right? Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, I definitely the show could have done better to, like, back up that stance by, like, having Naruto try any of his tools at all. But, mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, what immediately came to mind when I was talking about this earlier was, like, okay, like, yeah, he, like, punches through the glass. Like, yeah, he breaks through the shield with his, like, Rasengan or whatever, right? But, like, it shatters and, like, cuts him up or whatever, right? And then he retreats and then, you know, then he has to go, like, oh, okay, well, I just need to do that again. I gotta make it count this time. But then, like, uh-oh, there just wasn't a shield there. And he just, like, you know, it becomes like a defensive mind game that Renga has on him. And he's just like, okay, well, like, there's nothing Naruto can do because it either breaks and he gets cut up, or it's like, or there's no shield there in the first place. And it's like, Renga can just, like, react to the Rasengan coming because it's a very, like, signposted attack, right? Like, you have to charge it up and it's, like, a big thing, right? Like, I don't know. I feel like any amount of establishing that would have been, like, nice. It would have been nice.
Right.
And then the whole, like, oh, yeah, you, like, intuit, like, where the beam of light has to come from because it's coming from the sun, so it can really only get you from one angle, and then just, like, you use that and you get set up an angle and you, like, you do a reflecty because you can't block light with an invisible shield. And, like, you know, that is an interesting solution to that conflict. Like, it is a way to, like, overcome that challenge, right? Like, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, make it the thing he had to do instead of making him not try anything else.
Right. There's nothing in the episode, there's nothing in the, like, sort of visual construction of the fight to, like, create that sense of, like, limited angles that, like, Renga can attack from, right? Like, there's no, like, sense of visual continuity to, like, what he's doing, like, where he's attacking, how he's, like, doing it. He's just kind of, like, shooting beams wherever, right?
Right, and there's...
There's also just, like, no, like, discussion of, like...
Right, like, there's no part where Naruto is, like, trying to figure out, like, what to do to get through the shield. He just kind of, like... jumps into a beam of light one time and kills him instead.
Like, perfectly aimed. I mean, like, I guess, like, he could have aimed it more perfectly. He could have, like, gotten him, like, lethally or whatever, but,
Right, he just fucking bores his skull, like, a fucking hole through his skull.
Renga's on the ground. He's, like, we get, like, another moment of, like, just, like, really, like, baffling, like, characters acting like they don't really know what the, like, facts of the arc are that they, like, have already been talking about, where he's like, now that I've been defeated, this country's fucked because you don't have a leader, and, like, he's talking to, like, The line of succession has been like preserved. The fucking heir is like right there, right? Like,
yeah, like what are you ran this place about?
For like a week, and nobody liked you.
Everybody wanted you gone.
And, you know, Shizune and Shikamaru show up and like, yeah, that's right. Harin is gonna be fucking king now, and this country is like under the protection of the leaf or whatever. We'll like make sure none of the countries around you cause problems anymore. And that's that. There's like a bit of like Haruna like being about to kill Renga, but then like she stabs next to him and she's like, no, I won't do it. And it doesn't really seem like it connects with like any part of her arc, really. It's just kind of like a, here's the beat you do where like a heroic character decides not to kill the villain or whatever. But like, that's just not the like, that's just not the level we've been operating on. Like, that's just not the like,
yeah, that just doesn't really have anything to do with, like, the characters. It's just kind of the beat that happens, right? Like,
yeah, yeah. It just feels haphazard, right? And yeah, we wrap things up quick. We have the beat of, like talking about Haruna to be like, my dad, Naruto, please stay. And Naruto's like, no, I must go. I have to train for my friends. Because this was also the moment where I realized, I don't think Naruto has talked about Sasuke, like, once in the last 15 episodes. He's just over it. He's just fucking, like,
he's just trying to not think about it.
It's just, like, he's, like, talking, like, about, like, I need to get stronger to, like, achieve things to protect my friends broadly. And it's just, like this is the mode of being, like, oh, he's giving the Sasuke speech, but, like, for some reason he's not, like, talking about Sasuke.
Right, because he doesn't want someone to say, like, who's Sasuke, and then he's just like, well, I have this friend, right? We're having, like, a really hard time,
Right, he doesn't have time for that conversation, but the episode has to end right now.
Yeah.
It's just weird for him to, like, say his deal, but then, like, do it so unspecifically, and I wonder if there's been, like, a broader trend in the show to be like, okay, we can't, like, keep mentioning Sasuke and not putting Sasuke on screen, we have to, like, change this up. Like, I wonder if that was, like, a choice that they made, because, like, even beyond this episode, it's like, oh, right, it's been a while since, like, Sasuke has been, like a going concern, really, right? Like, it's been a while since that's been something that's, like, been motivating individual arcs.
Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, on some level, it's the right call to, like, make stories that, like, aren't motivated by, like, Naruto repeatedly trying to do something that just by the structure of the show can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it, like, it does feel weird that he's, like,
well, then stop making it, like, about Sasuke shit.
Right.
Or, like, stop making that his only character trait, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's that episode. It wasn't very good. But don't worry! That's not our worst episode this week.
Not even close. Okay. Are we ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Episode 192. Ino screams, Chubby Paradise. It's a fatphobia episode about Ino having to be a skinny body double for a princess that's gained weight recently. Except, oops, lol, the prince guy she's supposed to be charming is also fat. The rest of the episode is just mean-spirited jokes about the two of them, and then Naruto, transformed into Ino, disguised as the princess, stand pisses, and everyone chases him down about it, mad and disgusted. There's a tranny piss rainbow, if it helps. I hope the prince and princess are happy. I'm not.
So yeah, this episode fucking sucks. Nothing fucking going on here, really, at all, other than just, like, yeah, here's the episode where we, like, model the disgust you should feel for, like, fat people, and then also there's, like, an extra angle of, like, specific disgust directed towards, like, Naruto's, like, sexy, juicy stuff along the lines of, like, implying that he still has a penis and everybody hates it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just bad. It's just bad, right? Like, fucking, the arc of the episode is, like, Ino sees, like, a fat person, and she's disgusted about it. And then she sees another fat person, and she's disgusted about it. And the fat people fall in love, and she's like, I can't believe they're not just so mutually disgusted with each other that they don't just, like, leave in contempt instantly. And it's like, fuck off. Get the hell out of here. Like, I hate it. Like, this is, like, genuinely maybe my least favorite episode of Naruto to date. Like,
Like, actually fall over and stop being alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know what else there is to say. I don't know, like, there's no, like, fucking benefit to digging into it deeper than that. It's literally just, like...
It's literally just the episode with, like, one mean-spirited joke and then a second mean-spirited joke.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, literally, like, fucking, like, insult to injury, the fucking, like, next episode preview in this episode... Uh-huh. Is about like the whole like joke of it, at least in like the Japanese audio. I don't know how they play it in the like the English stuff, but the whole joke of it is like Naruto thinks Lee is asking him for gay sex and he's disgusted about it, and that's not what that episode is. That episode's totally fine, but like they just have like a fucking like parting shot of like, hey, that episode sucks, and we're gonna like make the next one like really bad also, like just in case, just in case you thought you could feel any joy at the end of this.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck this episode. Want to talk about the next one?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to talk about like our new ending theme?
Oh, right. Yeah, Skaruto.
Yeah, Skaruto. We got a song from fucking Ore Ska Band. This song's called Pinocchio.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, you know, Naruto is just dead there. He's listening to Sky. He's doing his little like bouncy, like snapping his fingers dance. There's like a little bit of him like running, and he's like, he's got the kind of hoppy, bouncy run that's kind of cute. You know, there's the animals hanging out with him. I don't know. It's totally fine. Is there anything else you want to say about it? I just.
No, I mean,
I kinda like the song. I kind of like the vibes of the ending. It's pleasant.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, now we're moving on. Episode 193, Viva Dojo Challenge. Youth is all about passion. Naruto's back from a mission and finds out Lee set up a martial arts dojo, hoping strong guys would show up and fight him. Guy finds out and disguises himself to be Lee's first challenger, but gets delayed with an important mission. An intruder sees him leave, still in disguise, and transforms himself to look like Guy. He doesn't know what Guy actually looks like and gets roped into fighting Lee. He gets his ass kicked, so Naruto takes over in his place. Finally, the real Guy arrives, and everyone figures out the imposter. They drag him to Tsunade's office, just in time to get an urgent mission about some chucklefuck trying to sneak into the leaf. So they drop the chucklefuck on the floor of her office and leave.
Yeah, I think this might be, like, our most successful one-off joke episode of Naruto, right?
Like, yeah. This is, like, a really good, like, one-off kind of comedy episode.
Right, because, like, it's like, yeah, you know, you got, like, this one, like, driving, like, comedy plot through it. Like, you know, like everything kind of, like, feeds into each other and, like, you know, it builds up into, like, you know, here's the jokes that happen. Here's the, like, you know, way this fucking guy sneaking into the village gets his ass kicked repeatedly, you know, under comedic circumstances. Like, you know, there's definitely extent, like, yeah, people are kind of, like, played up. They're, like, a little bit more, like, silly, dumb guy versions of themselves. But, like, you know, it's within a range that, like, I can, like, allow, because there's still, like, I don't know, there's still, like, beats of it that feel like, these are people that, like each other, and it's, like, fun to see them hang out, right?
Yeah, And, unironically, I think Lee making a little dojo is cute.
Right, no, like, the setup is, like, really fun of, like, Lee, like, walking off into the world, like, he's like, on a mission in town somewhere, and he sees this, like, really, like, archetypal, like, martial arts story thing playing out. I also, like, love the implication that there's just people doing, like, normal martial arts elsewhere in the world, right?
Right.
And it'd be like, that's so fucking cool. I want somebody to, like, come and challenge me for, like, my dojo sign, and just, like, you know... Being like, coming to the woods for an ass kicking.
Literally coming to the woods for an ass kicking. I love him so much.
Yeah.
Right, like, obviously nobody's going there, right? Like, it's so fucking funny.
But he's just so earnest about it. Like, it's just like, yeah, he's like, he wants this. He wants to have this cool moment because he saw people doing something cool. And it's like, yeah, all right. It's like...
Really, you know, it's like the woods, like, just barely outside the village, hidden in the leaves, so, like, nobody's going there that's not a leaf shinobi.
Right, like, nobody's, like, walking in and be like, yeah, I heard, yeah, I wanted to, like, beat up one of the children who lives here. Yeah, Naruto gets kind of, like almost gets roped into it, he's like, I don't want to do this, I'm gonna go, like, look for somebody for you, and he runs into Guy, and Guy's like, it's so beautiful that my boy is doing this, I'm so proud of my son, I want him to, like, fight a lot of people. I'm going to kick everybody's ass who, like, won't fight him. And I'm just like, but if you kick their ass, then they can't fight him. And it's just, like, a cute little joke. It's just like a fun little bit. He's like, you're right. I need to go pretend to be a guy to, like, have, like, a fake fight with my son so he can, like, have this thing that he wants or whatever, right? And it's like, yeah, okay. It's like, I don't know. Again, like, just very, like, within the range, like, here's, like... here's, like, a recognizable version of this character, like, filtered into, like, a comedy mode, right? Like...
Yeah, totally, right? Like, I don't know. I also like that the kids are just doing like games. It's cute. It's good.
It's also like, it strikes to me that this is our like second anime original episode of like somebody pretending to be like guy and sneaking into the village. But like,
this one's way better.
This one's way better, right? Because I mean, like, first of all, you get the like. First of all, it's just like, okay, like, yeah, like baseline, here's like a guy who knows how to do like transformation jutsu, so you get like guy's voice actor doing all these like goofy voices.
Right, of, like, right. You know. Each time it's someone else pretending to be the like fake challenger, like guy in a wig and mustache or whatever, right? Like it's like guy's voice actor doing like a different silly fake voice. It's so good.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like fun. It's just like, you know, we like the like succession of like, yeah, people are like getting like rope device and like kicking this guy's ass and like keep like pushing him back into it, right? It just builds well, right? Like you've got Naruto just like dragging him off over there. He's like, am I caught? Am I in trouble? But Naruto just like wants him to like fight this kid and then like kick his ass. And Naruto's like, you gotta try hard on this. You gotta make him believe this is like really happening. And like, you know, it's cute that like it. It's cute that when he's like, okay, Naruto, you have to, like, stand in for me. I slept really bad. I need to, like, rest a moment, and then I'll come back. Like, it's cute that Naruto, like, gets, like, kind of into the fight, like, once he's, like, pretending to be Guy.
I like Naruto soccer RP.
And the guy's sneaking off, pretending to be Lee, and Guy shows up, and he's like, I need to pretend to fight my boy, and, you know, kicks him through the wall. It's just like, yeah, here's the, like, fucking, I don't know, like, it's not like unpredictable. It's not like, you know, like you basically know what's gonna happen each moment. But like, it's just like, yeah, here's the fucking like, here's the setup. Here's the punchline. It works. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm saying nothing, but it's just like,
right. Yeah. Right. Like, they set up jokes and executed them, and they were funny. Like, we're starving.
Yeah, we're starving. But like, this is cute. Like the only real complaint is like, there's like a fucking like bit where guys like running off to help Team 10 or whatever, and it's like oh, Choji brought too many snacks and it caused a problem joke, and that's like, fuck off.
yeah, like actually, especially after last episode, go die. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know. That's, yeah. I mean, it was, like, mostly a nice time, you know? Yeah. I really like them just fucking dropping the guy in the floor of Sunai's office and, like, leaving. Just like, hey, wait! don't leave this guy here! I don't know. It's good. It's pretty good.
It's good. All right, well.
That's that.
Damn. All right, what are we watching next week?
Next week, we are watching episodes 194, 195, and 196 of Naruto.
Nice!
Yeah, that's gonna be like a, it's gonna be like a, another comedy one-off, like a two-episode arc, and then, like, after that, we're doing the movie, so.
Nice, nice, nice. And if you can't wait, you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/KonohaCrush. All one word, Konoha Crush. There, for just $3 a month, you get access to our episodes up to a week early. And for $5, you get access to our bonus show, Narukai Uzumaki, where we talk about, like, isekai and isekai-adjacent stuff. We're going to do the Sword Art, the newer Sword Art Online movies. Or probably both of them, I think.
Yeah? Have you, like, watched that first one to make a call about it yet? Or you,
yeah,
of, like...
I watched the first one. I think probably both of them make sense.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm excited to talk about that one. I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll watch the second one. We can,
Yeah, totally.
We can figure out time to record it from there.
Yeah, and besides that, I'm making Skeleton. I'm like fucking nose to my fucking tablet all day, every day. Grinding out a video game. Cries. And you stream on Twitch.
Yeah, I stream on Twitch at twitch.tv/verdictvelvet. Like, still, like, one stream a week, like, most weeks. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. Mm-hmm. But I'm working my way through the Fire Emblem games. I'm going to be starting up Thrasia 776 soon. I mean, like, I will have started it up by the time that this episode goes out there. So, you know, if you're, like, interested in seeing me, like, muddle through the Fire Emblem game, where it's really hard, you know, hopefully that goes well for me.
Babe, I believe in you. I believe in you so much.
Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah, and before we move on from, like, doing anything else, I also need to shout out the Jonin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's, it's just Izzy.
Okay. Shout out to Izzy.
Shout out to Izzy. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, hey, get your name shouted out. Give us more money.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but, you know, yeah, like, if you like the show, like, make sure you, like, talk about it, like, share it with, you know, friends and family, make everyone listen, like, you know, especially if they're transgender, especially if they're trans women, right? Like, really just, like, get her numbers blown up, you know, if you could just, like, also just really make sure you, like, probably, like, $50 on the Patreon, each and every one of you, that'll be perfect.
Wow, all right.
Yeah.
Sorry, times are tight. We're really raising what we're asking from you as the viewers, the listeners of the
show.
Right.
Yeah, we work really, really hard on this, and, you know. No, I'm kidding. Of course. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your ongoing support, right? Like, it really does mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. If you don't have anything else to say.
I don't know. Sorry, I didn't realize you were like waiting for me to like. Yeah, I'm good. Let's get out of here.
All right, yeah, let's go. Hey, thanks for listening. And remember, there's no such thing as filler.